This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvinia Brudge
and Christine Wong.
We have a poll running over on Twitter, and if you're only just joining us, the question is, apart from working from home, how has your job changed over the past few months? And the reason we're asking this question is because we're responding to a JobStreet poll that gave us some quite shocking numbers. Over 60% of employees had said that they had received more work during the pandemic and had not necessarily been paid any more money for that work. So the options we've given you are?
The options were more work, less pay and no change. 34.3% said that they have more work, 21.2% less work, 16.8% less pay and 27.7% no change. And we also have a message from MySayo who says, should be a combination of the above, more work, less pay, less work, less pay. Either way, there's a pay cut generally across the board.
Yeah.
And over on Instagram, we have Secretly a Wookie who says, for online admins and graphic designers, it's about the same, but with more specific inquiries.
Mm. And of course, we gave you a story just before the break about space tourism and how a couple of companies, Virgin Galactic and NASA, have launched a new program to train private astronauts. We were trying to come up with a witty tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys have also tried to come up with a witty tagline. We've got a couple. Yap has said, blast for the moon. Blast for moon, BFM, you're right. And then CJ has got hashtag out of this world vacations. It's all right.
Yeah,
Keep them coming.
On a postcard, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'd look pretty good, right?
What
would the image be? It would be an image of the Earth, perhaps.
Maybe an astronaut's helmet. Not everyone can space out.
Oh, but I kind of like
that's
that.
Quite nice.
That has a different meaning. But
that's a tagline for California.
Different meaning, Boulder, Colorado, or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, final story of the day is coming from Christine. Before we do that, though, and before we wrap up, of course, 018-789-8899. That's what if you want to get us via WhatsApp. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Chris.
Speaking of Instagram, the advent of online shopping has taken retail to the next level. And Instagram is finally opening the floodgates to all aspiring entrepreneurs with Instagram shopping. So starting on July 9th, Instagram announced that businesses, including influencers and other creators, can sign up for Instagram shopping. Their statement says any eligible business or creator account with at least one eligible product can use shopping tags to drive people to their website to make a purchase. Now, as long as you follow a few simple rules, you should be approved. The new policy requires Instagram shopping users to link to a web store under their own domain name. So users that sell strictly on a third-party e-commerce site like Amazon or Lazada or Shopee will not be able to use Instagram shopping, but linking to your own website that uses an e-commerce platform like Shopify would still qualify. Upon approval, users can start using shopping tags in their posts, which allow them to sell items within the Instagram app. If a business is not approved, though, Instagram says that they offer a clear reason so you can take the necessary action or appeal. Now, you may have actually seen Instagram shopping posts before, but the feature was only open to major brands and then some like bigger influencers and publishers. So I know Fenty Beauty uses it. I know Kylie Jenner uses it and also Elle as well. However, this then also poses a bit of a problem because what is to stop influencers from hawking scam or even harmful products like miracle cures or bogus health supplements? After all, Instagram has already had a few issues with even large accounts spreading misinformation and anti-vaxxer propaganda. An Instagram spokesperson claimed that they, and I quote, have layers of reviews in place to protect our community from low-quality commerce. Products and services sold on Instagram must comply with our community standards as well as the commerce policies, and that they use a variety of signals to detect fraudulent business, including user interactions, comments, and manual review. And some of the items that are prohibited from being sold on Instagram include medical products, alcohol, and live animals. But these are the same rules that its parent company, Facebook, also has in place that it hasn't always been able to enforce. For example, illegal exotic animal trade has been discovered several times on Facebook. So the reality is, even with all this in place and these rules, prohibited items will still likely find their way on Instagram as more and more people are approved to sell products. But either way, start preparing to see your feed be spammed with shopping links.
Okay, so you know these nomad entrepreneurs, you know, the ones that are living on a beach somewhere in Bali and Thailand and wherever they are.
And getting paid for it.
And getting paid for it. You know, if you kind of look at a lot of those, what they're doing is a drop shipping business. Essentially, they manage sales that come in from somewhere. They then order them over from a company in China and then ship them to the buyer somewhere else, having never seen a product, right? And the way in which some of these have been doing it effectively is by using Instagram. So what they've done in the past is that they've spent an awful lot of time building up an Instagram page so it has a large audience of a particular amount of people. They can then open an online shop and they can sell whatever they want, you know, via that Instagram online shop. This is essentially going to accelerate that.
Yep.
You know, we're going to start seeing stuff from Taobao and, and wherever just popping up randomly all over Instagram. With anybody being able to sell.
Yeah, I mean, those are fine. But even now, you can see, you know, scam stores advertising on Instagram. And these are like boosted posts.
Yeah.
And they are selling things that they're not supposed to sell. Yeah. Or they are selling things that they ripped off from other people. Mm-hmm. They're selling like, you know, like T-shirt brands and companies that are not actually there. So it's a scam. When that's happening now, even before this is officially launched, or, you know, it's been happening for a long, long time, I think it's only going to like quadruple once this happens. And, and again, it sounds nice, all the rules and regulations and QC and stuff, until you remember that it is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
And Facebook's ads and promoted products are not the best of quality.
I mean, even for stuff like the video games that you see advertised on there, you know, the mobile games, you know, you'll see the game, and you're like, oh, that looks interesting. And then you look at the reviews and it's like, this game is not what it is, you know, it doesn't look like this.
Yeah.
It's nothing like this whatsoever.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of ads for a Match 3 mobile game that is not advertised as a Match 3 mobile game and is advertised as some bizarre puzzle escape room game instead, which makes no sense to me. But, you know, I think at least on the flip side of things, for legitimate sellers of things, this will actually be great because it does have that sort of impulse buy effect that you know, will hopefully get more people to impulse buy.
It already has all your details anyway, doesn't it? It's just like one click away.
At this point, why not? I think is the idea.
Just make use of it.
Yeah,
convenience.
Right, folks, it's time for us to wrap up for today. Thank you very much for all of your messages. One final message, actually, over here on WhatsApp from number ending 3122. I'm giving my staff the usual pay with incentives and overtime pay. So technically, they're getting more work and getting more pay. Well done, you.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what we started off with, that story.
Yeah, we spoke about how, you know, Malaysians are feeling the effects of COVID-19 at the workplace.
And how Virgin Galactic and NASA have launched a new program to train private astronauts. We had a couple of responses to this, where we said, you know, do you have a tagline? Mm-hmm. Maniandi has said, now everyone can lose weight. Now weight loss is just a blast away.
Wow.
Funny. Thank you very much, Maniandi. I thought you guys out there would have much more, you know, interesting ideas about this.
I like the gravity jokes.
The gravity jokes are good.
It's nerdy, you know. It
works. Mm-hmm. And then we wrapped up, of course,
with the fact that Instagram shopping will become available to the masses.
Okay. Finally, folks, if you want to stick around until just after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The tourism industry has been amongst those most severely hit by COVID-19. Recently, though, the Malaysian government announced that some attractions may reopen to domestic tourists. And what does this mean for the Singapore-listed Sim Leisure Group, which operates Escape Penang? Have they managed to benefit from the stimulus package announced by the government? And what are their plans for recovery in these uncertain times? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Sim Chu Kang, the CEO of Sim Leisure Group. That's all up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us into the news, it's the Black Keys with Eagle Birds. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow here on Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.